Mike Tirico here with some of the 2024 Team USA athletes. What's your message for the team of tomorrow?
To young athletes, never forget why you started doing it in the first place.
You have to pursue something that you're passionate about.
Win, lose, or draw, I'm always going to be the one having a smile on my face.
Finding joy in why you do it keeps you doing it.
Be authentic, be you, and have fun.
Joy is powering Team USA during the Olympic and Paralympic Games. Comcast is proud to be bringing that inspiration home for the team of tomorrow.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Is it time for the GAA to introduce VAR? That's a video assistant referee, just in case you've been living on the moon for the last 4 or 5 years. We're joined by Brian Gavin, former All-Ireland ref, and Liam O'Neill, former GAA president. Brian, to you first. You think VAR would be a good idea for GAA matches?
Well, I think, Shane, it's something we probably need to consider. I think we need to probably get all stakeholders in the room pretty shortly. I would be of the opinion that we don't go down the soccer route and help out the referees for all decisions. My main topics would be around the red card incident and goal technology. Like we've seen in the last number of years, and we've even seen it this year, Loughlin Gales in the club final had a goal that wasn't given. Friday night in the under 20 championship, we had a goal that wasn't given. So how can we help the referee and help the officials? And I think anywhere we have games covered by TV cameras, I'm sure we can have someone mic'd up to the referee going forward to assist the referee and help them say, okay, hold on for a minute, that ball has gone over the line or that ball hasn't gone over the line.
Liam O'Neill, how about that? Help the referee help officials in relation to red cards and goal line technology.
I've always been in favour of assisting referees and using technology. Brian would remember that famously in 1981, Leash lost the Leinster Championship semi-final the year Offaly won the All-Ireland. We lost the game to Offaly because a goal was scored through the side netting. So we would have good reason in Leash to consider all possibilities of righting a wrong on the field. I'm glad to hear Brian talk about the two areas, goal line technology and the red card. And possibly that's enough. I think VAR or VAR, whatever the correct term is, has caused a lot of bother in Premiership soccer, so much so that they're considering getting rid of it. So I think we would need to learn from the mistakes that they have made and experiment with this and see where it might go. I wouldn't like to jump in straight away. Goal line technology in hurling is not as easy as it is in soccer. The ball, et cetera, is much smaller and it'd be much more difficult. And I'd be concerned that we mightn't be able to provide it. We seem to be moving away from Croke Park for games in the last couple of years. And I'm not quite sure if we could provide the technology at provincial grounds, the same standard.
Brian, those reservations that Liam has expressed, do you understand where he's coming from?
Well, absolutely. And we've technology for Hawkeye, but I would say that any game that's been covered by TG4, GAA Go or RT. So if you're at a match now, Shane, you will probably know sitting in the crowd whether the ball has gone over the line before it even umpires or referees or anyone's with technology, because they show the replay. I wouldn't be thinking about technology as in picking up the goal as across the line. I'm talking about the obvious ones that we can see our own television screens like Friday night. And, you know, the play is going to be stopped anyway because it was in around the square, or a red card is going to be, a referee has time to decide whether it's a yellow or a red card. So while what I'm trying to say as a pilot scheme is to have someone sitting, you know, wired up to the referee, and he can have the live video that's going out to the screen to our people who is at home looking at. So people at home looking at nearly know now quicker than the officials on the ground whether that ball had crossed the line or not. It would be very awkward, as Liam has said there, to bring in technology on, like we'll say, the Hawkeye for a goal line technology. I know that would be a big difficulty to do that, but I'm saying someone sitting at the screen looking at live can contact the referee and say that green flag has to go up. That's a goal.
Okay, Liam, what do you think of that?
I think that's very reasonable. I think Brian's arguments there are very reasonable, and I wouldn't refute any of them, really. He was a very sensible referee himself. He applied the rules, and he has the experience, quite frankly, that I don't. And all I can say is, I'd listen to Brian, I'd listen to people like him, and I'd act on it if I was in a position to do so, but I would do so with caution, Brian.
Okay.
Absolutely, Liam. And just
Shane
on that.
Yeah, go on, Brian.
I think all the stakeholders need to come into a room, whether it's management, county board officials, former referees, present referees, and just let's try this in the next year or two at games in the National Football Hurling League, where we have videos or we have matches going out live, and see how we go on.
Okay, all right. Okay, interesting. It looks like we've a little bit of consensus there as to maybe what the best approach is. Thanks to Brian Gavin, former All-Ireland referee, and Liam O'Neill, of course, former GAA president. Let us know what you think. VAR for GAA, good idea, bad idea? 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.